That's NPR's Mara Liasson reporting from Iowa. And Mara, we've been talking with a couple of Iowa caucus goers overnight who said their rooms were quite crowded last night.
There's no doubt about it. Turnout was the big story here. 239,000 Democrats came out last night. That's up from 124,000 in 2004, almost double the turnout. Republicans, also turnout was up. 112,000 turned out last night. That's up from 87,000 caucus goers in 2000, which is the last time there was a contested Republican race here. Democrats, though, clearly had the energy, much bigger crowds. Every one of the leading Democratic candidates had a great organization, and they got out every single last available voter.
Well, they certainly got out more people than normal, although I do have to mention it's still a relatively small percentage of the possible voters in a relatively small state.
That's true, but the reason why turnout is so important is because it means that Democrats are energized, they're excited. This is not a good sign for Republicans for November.
Well, now, what are the signs here for New Hampshire then? What is the spillover effect, if any, to the next state up?
Well, traditionally, New Hampshire sometimes validates the Iowa results, sometimes it ignores them. But remember, last time, 2004, John Kerry started caucus night in Iowa about 7 or 8 points down in New Hampshire. He won. Immediately, he was 7 or 8 points up. There are only 4 days between now and the New Hampshire primary. There's not a whole lot of time to turn things around between now and January 8th. On the Republican side, the New Hampshire primary is going to be a very different story than the Iowa caucuses. Very different kind of Republican electorate. Much fewer evangelical voters, immigration not as important an issue. So I think Huckabee will find the political terrain there quite different.
Does Huckabee have a problem, though, because he's finally broken through, he's finally won here, but he's only got a few days to try to capitalize on that and build more support elsewhere in the country?
That's part of the problem. One of the other problems is it's not a lot of time for him to raise money. He's got New Hampshire in 4 days. Then he'll probably turn his attention to South Carolina. And then at least the calendar slows down a little bit. And if he keeps on winning, he'd have a chance to build on the momentum.
Did anything surprise you in the results from last night, Mara?
A lot of things surprised me. The fact that Obama did better than Clinton among women. The fact that Huckabee did well among almost all groups of Republicans. He didn't just win with the support of evangelicals. He got the support of mainstream Republicans, too. The fact that Clinton only won with those very older voters, over 65. You know, I thought it was just a stunning result all around.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Even more caucus results are at npr.org.